So, you found yourself watching the Falcon and Winter Soldier. Hey, we're all there too. I don't have anything else to say. I just hope someone gets this reference.
I do not understand.
I do.
I understood that reference.
Let's do this! Great, you nerds! Mr. Cack, Reno, we're doing this! Let's go! Woo!
It's dangerous to go alone.
It really is, dude. You like that?
Yeah.
Welcome to Rage You Nerds. This is Tuesday, so that means we're going to talk some specific nerdy stuff, as opposed to Friday, where we talk specific movie nerdy stuff, and then random nerdy stuff. Whatever. You don't need to understand it. Just watch. Just consume, dummy.
Deal with it.
So, let's get to this, Reno. We've got the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I've got my little icon up there, so please don't come after us, lawyers of the big, powerful corporations. But we're going to be talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier. I am Mr. Keck, Chris Cagle, and that's Reno, Jared Reno. And those are our actual names. Maybe, I don't know. Like, I mean, what are you going to do, fucking stalk me? Don't.
Probably.
Or do. Falcon and Winter Soldier, kind of like what I did with everything I've ever asked us to review. Your initial thoughts, and I'll go ahead and kick her up in the background, so that way if we need to reference anything, we can kind of skip around to it.
So, it's a hard process for me, because Captain America is by far my favorite Avenger. So, like, this is a world now where he's no longer present. So, like, it's him coping with that and dealing with that. And it's not a real, you know, pump you up, draw you in episode, kind of like with WandaVision. Like, the first episode did not say, hey,
yeah,
I'm in, but don't get it misconstrued here. I'm in 100%. But it kind of lays out a little bit of framework on what Falcon's going through and what Bucky's going to be going through and kind of where this is heading, like what the next few episodes is going to involve. Now, it's also given us what bad guy that they're going to fight, and a little bit, just a little, you know, like little Easter eggs, nothing major, but it really felt like this whole episode was a really like emotional episode for them trying to cope with Cap being gone. Like, and I was surprised to see Rhodey in it. I didn't think he would be in it, but he showed up. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it was for just a minute, but.
Well, so I think there's obviously a very story-driven reason for why Rhodey's the one that makes an appearance, not only from the fact the whole army connection, everything, but also you get this sense, and it, maybe it's not beaten over the top, and maybe it's not, you know, going to really be laid out there until as things continue to progress, but Rhodey in the story, when you actually just stop and look at this as if this was something actually happening in real life, is an older black male that potentially understands what the Falcon could be if he had decided to take up the mantle of Captain America and what that might mean. So I think he's going to eventually become an occasional mentor, but outside of that, I think what it's for is to keep us aware of Rhodey and what he might be doing as things go on, because they do have the Armored Wars series coming to Disney Plus next year, I think, which I imagine will be very Rhodey heavy, as it's going to be Captain America's tech basically being out there in the world and different people getting a hold of it, and now we have a big armor war. So I like it for what it was. I like Don Cheadle, so I think it was just cool to see him. I hope he pops up more, and I wouldn't honestly be opposed if they, from a Don Cheadle type character, or I thought maybe it'd probably be Bruce Banner, but take one of these guys and make them kind of the role that Nick Fury was. Or even, hell, this is what I would like, and I know it probably won't happen because I don't think Chris Evans wants to do this, but old man Steve Rogers.
Yeah, bring him into it. Yeah.
As being someone that assembles the next generation of Avengers, I think would be a really cool spot for him to have. Granted, I'm pretty sure if Chris Evans does that, he would want to be not de-aged the entire bit of his cameos. But maybe he does. So we get George St. Pierre back. Were you excited to see GSP back?
Was not expected to see that, but I mean, that's cool. I'm glad they brought him into that, because it's a continuation of Winter Soldier, so you know.
Yes, so
I like that.
I think that was another thing that they tried to do here is both hit you over the head with some subtlety to reminding you that this is a story directly connected to Winter Soldier and Civil War.
Yep.
You should be aware of that. You should already know that. But much like how WandaVision was essentially a sequel story, or I guess a side quest story of Age of Ultron, you know, it just took a long way to get there. This is very much going to be from the drumbeats of both Winter Soldier and Civil War. And it's helpful from a viewer standpoint, because if you're coming into this new, it gives you two quick, easy frames of reference. Go watch those two things, and then you'll feel more equipped to
handle
this.
And come back and you'll understand.
Yeah, instead of saying, you have to watch Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
The entire trilogy.
Avengers, Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War. It gives you easier point of access being a relatively newer viewer, to where you don't have to try to consume everything, but it still gives you a tie-in to watch some of these past movies to make you get caught up to feel, oh, hey, you're connected. Because really, Bucky's story gets covered in Civil War. You don't really need to watch anything else to understand Bucky. I guess his story is Captain America, the first Avenger, if you want to get like the first beginning stages of what Bucky was before he became the Winter Soldier. And that might be beneficial, but really just go watch Civil War and Winter Soldier, and not only will you be happy, not only will you be informed, but one of those movies is arguably the best Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
It absolutely is. Like, it's not arguably, it is.
There's still people I think that would like throw maybe one of the big cluster of
so
the
I'll
whole
say this.
Gambit of people are in it.
So I'll say this. As far as standalone movies, like, to me, it's the best.
No, I really like it. I thought
if you're comparing it to like Avengers and those movies, I don't think it's on the same playing field. You got a lot of star power in those movies, and it's
I'm gonna be real with you. I think Winter Soldier's better than the first Avengers. I think Winter Soldier's better than the second Avengers. I wouldn't be hard pressed to find. Well, I mean, I think we're canceling him, right? Like.
Yeah.
He ruined Basically. He like now you gotta go back and think, like, would Age of Ultron been better without him? But no reason to think that. Release the whatever cut. So we've got Falcon getting his time to shine, and we also get to see what's his bird? Red Bird? Yeah, Red Bird. Red Bird. You get to see Red Bird get to come into play a little bit more. Just a good reminder of what the Falcon can do, and an introduction for those that have missed what all Anthony Mackie as the Falcon can do. So I like this moment, but it was pretty much your standard starting point of a Marvel Cinematic Hero movie, right?
Yeah.
Like this could have been
action scene.
This could have been taken out of any Captain America or Iron Man starting of a film, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But
absolutely
still good. They also do not kill that we're aware of. They leave it ambiguous. George St. Pierre. So yeah. There's a chance he might pop back up. And you know what? Maybe it's a good sprinkling that if, you know, you ever have, like, I feel like eventually he gets killed off, because eventually these little side characters do find their end. Rest in peace, Crossbones. You've got straight
rip
jacked.
Every Marvel villain.
You got straight up. Yeah, they do kill people pretty indiscriminately in Marvel. And yet they still are like the ones that are the funny, fun family going fair, right?
I know.
Everyone's like, DC's so brutal and dark and gritty.
Someone dies in every one of our movies.
And like Falcon, like, he just threw a guy into a cliffside. Just so we have the retiring of Captain Shield. What were your thoughts in this moment?
So like, I think they had to do it to set up this story.
True.
Because like, I mean, we all see it, right? Like this is what's going to happen is that later in the episode, especially. Like, before I got to that point, I was kind of like, okay, well, they're going to retire it now, but mm-hmm. they're going to come back and get it when they need it or whatever. Like, it's not going to stay there. But then they introduce the new Captain America, and he is a punk boy who is not the real Captain America. I'm going to go out and say it right now. And Falcon and or Winter Soldier will end up being Captain America before it's over with.
You leave Wyatt Russell alone, man.
He is not it.
He's done no harm to you. He does not look as good with that beard off.
No, he looks like a moron with that thing.
Doesn't have much of a chin, so I understand why he grew a beard.
He does not have that Captain America chin on.
So I understood why he grew out a beard. Hopefully without the helmet on, because the helmet made Steve look a little bit nerdy at times too.
It did.
So hopefully that when the helmet comes off, he looks more appealing as that character.
Yeah.
So I think what this is going to be this episode. Mark it down. The guy that told him you did the right thing. Mark it in the books now. Eventually, a couple episodes, maybe not even a traditional bad guy. A couple episodes down the road, we're going to have a moment where we're like, oh, wow.
Conflict.
He was racist the entire time. It's going to be a focal point of this story. It's one that you have to cross the bridge of, right? I get it. Like, there's going to be a lot of people that maybe, well, why does that have to be the story? It just is, right? Because you have an African-American male that is going to decide whether he wants to put himself as the savior of America. And you got to understand that there is a narrative there from that perspective of, is that the right position for me? Is that a position that's going to embrace me? And I think what we're going to get is we're going to get some tie-ins throughout the course of this of people saying, it doesn't matter. We want you, Falcon, as that torchbearer. We're going to see other people like, we want someone that doesn't look like you. And I think that is going to be the drumline beat by that bald, bearded a-hole. I'm calling it now. Just like I knew there was something up with Agatha, that bald a-hole, something wrong with him. You know what? Just call him Hydra. Let's just go ahead. Random stipulation.
Hydra 2.0.
Slap him with a Hydra. Or whatever anarchy group. There's going to be something. But I don't think he'll be some grand criminal mastermind. I do think that there's going to be some, I think his villainy is going to be the very covert and overt racism. But I also think that there is something too when they do introduce their Cap that, okay, if this is someone that is at least kind of relatable to Captain, that means he has to have aspects that would give him qualities of the super soldier serum. So for the American government to have that, there's probably going to be a lot of very questionable questions, and that bald guy's probably going to be evil from that perspective too, right? Taking this technology, which the last time we saw the superhero serum, I believe it was when Winter Soldier was introduced back in the past, killing Tony Stark's parents and taking the notes and the material from them. Because I think, you know, we got the whole from the first Captain America that the whole process wasn't refined. What they used on Steve Rogers and what was being used to create Red Skull, it based a lot on the personality, so it was kind of unstable. And then all of that material was lost. And then Howard Stark had gotten as close to as what you could possibly get to recreating it. And then he was killed by the Winter Soldier. And we never really saw it again until Captain America Civil War, when that was what Zemo was more or less after, right? So it was destroying the Avengers. But he also got a little tidbit there from what he was able to unlock from the Winter Soldier, because that night that he killed Tony Stark, he ended up with something. And then we go to this facility where they were building super soldiers for Hydra or Russia or whoever, and they all ended up dead. But it always was a question of, was that all of them? Was there still a way of creating more of these super soldiers? And I think our new villains, the Flag Smashers, if not already apparent, at least one of them, a big muscular man wearing a mask that beat the crap out of an army dude, I think he might have some super soldier-like qualities to him. So then the question's going to become, if we have a new Captain America and we have a villain that has Captain America-like abilities, who has the serum and what are they doing with it, and is that good or bad?
Yeah.
And we know, like, we already know that Baron Zemo with his mask, which I can't wait to see him put on, is still floating out there somewhere. His story has yet to be thrown into the mix, but when it does, hopefully a lot of things start making sense. A lot of people already speculating that the Flag Smashers are directly tied to Zemo.
Yep.
And I think that's a pretty safe assumption. But I wouldn't be surprised if they throw us the Swerve and the new captain. The new captain and his abilities are either we get this big confusing thing where someone that's pulling the strings behind, maybe it's Zemo, maybe it's not Zemo, but like the Flag Smashers and the new captain are all part of the same brainchild of who, you know, who fired back up this new super soldier serum, and they both wanted to cause some issues for a new captain to serve, so that way you solidify Captain America and or you prove that the super soldier serum works or whatever. Like, I mean, It's not a super creative storyline, because I feel like a couple of the Iron Man movies kind of did that. But screw it. If you make the action good and you give me relatable characters that I like, I'll watch it. Whatever. Where I think we see some interesting stuff coming from is the trying to cope with life Bucky. I think Bucky, yeah. Bucky's story
trying to get back to normal and cope with all the terrible things he's done.
And isn't it weird that it like in hindsight or retrospect now, it seems like a lot of the MCU properties like are just us being fundamentally described of how to try to process grief or tragedy, because yeah. That's exactly what WandaVision was. It seems very apparent as this story goes on, this is going to be Bucky's story of handling his past demons. And then we'll also have Falcon dealing with not only the loss of a friend, but also, you know, trying to position his place in a world that, you know, he was out of for 5 years, and one that maybe before those 5 years he never really, you know, felt comfortable with anyways. There's a lot to explore, but a lot of it's just processing emotions that are pretty deep.
That's right.
Your microphone cut out.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I thought your microphone did cut out, but it didn't.
No.
Surprise.
It didn't cut out.
Surprise.
I'm here.
All right. I like his therapist, but the only thing I was thinking the entire time she was asking questions and saying stuff, I was like, that is not what a therapist should say to their client. It's like, oh, cut the shit. Like, she didn't say that, but she might as well have.
She's not empathetic at all.
But she might as well have. Until she said, you know, until she started talking about her army pass, then it clicked. I was like, oh, okay. Like, still pretty suspect form of.
Yeah, like when it first started, I was like, God, this lady's just kind of a bitch.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look for mental health professionals of the world.
No.
But when she explained that she has an army background, so she's probably using this as a relatable conversation approach to someone that is going to be pretty hard pressed, and someone whose younger heydays were literally almost 100 years prior to her
literally
to talking to him. So I like that they throw in when he starts talking to that girl. She's like, how old are you? And he's like, 106.
She's like, ha ha ha. And then never follows up on it.
Because, you know,
no, seriously.
It's a good reminder, man, because he doesn't look like 106, right? He hides it well.
He's a young 106.
He's a very spry 106. And you know what's so bittersweet? Not bittersweet, just basically bitter. The one that caught him and spared him and, like, he gave his comment to where he essentially said, you may not see it, but I've already won, was the Black Panther. So that's really sad, because this would have probably been a really good moment to bring Black Panther
back.
Like,
he could have been in this show and really probably played a pretty good role in it, too.
Probably could have been Rhodey's spot, or at least come in to serve a similar. Like, you can still have Rhodey, but still have T'Challa come in and do a similar role from a different perspective of a younger person who has outside of an America perspective. I feel like that would have been an interesting twist. But unfortunately, sadly, we won't see that. And again, it does make this a little bit bittersweet, because Zemo's story is tied to...
Yeah, because he killed his father.
Yes. So it's tied very, very strongly to T'Challa's story. And it just stinks that we're not going to get to see potentially what could have been from that.
Because he would have been a good mentor for Falcon, because coming from being, you know, the leader and warrior of his country, the savior of his country, whereas, you know, Falcon's trying to figure out where he fits into that role or whether or not he wants that role for, you know, the Captain America role. Like, that, I think that would tie together nicely.
And it also would have been it would have been a perspective that would have also been a little bit off kilter of what the actual reality is of the Falcon, because T'Challa was immediately embraced, immediately accepted by his people. Granted, there were some tribes they didn't feel that way. Clearly, his half brother or cousin, I forget whatever Killmonger was. Oh, it was his cousin, right? Because it was his uncle's son. His cousin was out there. Didn't agree with him once he found out. But like T'Challa's thing was, he was born into royalty. He was basically raised for royalty. So for him to come in, and I really wish we could have got this moment, him to come in and tell the Falcon, like, you have to do this. It's the right thing to do. Take that mantle. And the Falcon be like, listen, America's different than Wakanda, right? Yeah. America's a different story, right? Even if you could push aside the whole race thing, like, America is like scrutiny. Like, we hate everyone that comes into any position ever, especially if it's a change. Like, that's the one thing I thought of too, was like, this is like, you know, essentially playing out how recasting would work if we recasted a president or something. Like, we would hate it. Like, this is literally an in-story recasting of Captain America, and people already hated that idea. Can't be Captain America. There's only one gosh dang Captain America, and he's Steve Rogers. So, there's that whole side of it, too. It's just that people don't want to see a new Captain America.
He will always be the OG Captain America. No one's going to take that away. But
I'm saying,
has
like,
to take up that mantle.
But I'm saying, like, in the story, right? Like, in the story universe, there's going to be people that are like, not my Captain America. My Captain America is Steve Rogers. He's frozen in them icicles, and he came back out, and he started shitting fire and eating thunder. People would hate the idea of anyone taking that. Like, that's... hopefully they show, like, a little snippet of, like, a news reaction being like, new Captain America, this sucks butt. Because that would be the most, like, truly authentic human reaction. This felt like The Dark Knight, right? This felt like
Dude,
The Dark
totally
Knight.
Dude, it totally felt
right
like The Dark
scene.
Knight. Putting on the masks and going to rob the bank.
Just a super convoluted plan to just rob money.
Yeah.
Like, did you need all of this? And like this part right here, I hated where he drops the bag and two more people come running the opposite direction of him and take off going back towards where he just walked from. Like,
yeah, that was dumb.
Was that supposed to like confuse me?
The classic misdirection.
Like, no, I saw them run past him. Like, the misdirection would be like if they were like cutting across in front of him and he still ended up with bags or something that looked like bags or gave the impression he was still holding something. He didn't even do that. He just raised his arm like, take him. Just be gone.
Get on with it.
Oh, but this guy gets his butt whooped. And...
black.
So... a super soldier, right? Either that or he's Terminus.
Yeah.
Or not, he has to be Terminus.
Able to pick a man up like that easily.
Was it Terminus? Was that what those were called? The thing from Iron Man 3. It's T something. The nano crap. The unrefined nano crap.
What was the name of the company?
Yes.
God, that's bugging me.
We'll figure it out at some point.
Oh, I'm going to Google it is what I'm going to do. Iron Man 3.
This guy is such a little piss ant. What are you? Did you play for LSU? Were you a football player?
Extremis.
Okay, yes. Extremis. So he's either super soldier or he's Extremis. I think it's going to be Super Soldier. I think where Armored Wars is going to have a bunch of Tony Stark tech flying out there and being used for all sorts of things, I think this will actually introduce that, guess what? There used to be one Super Soldier, and then another Super Soldier popped up, but now there are many Super Soldiers. And maybe they won't be as strong as what Captain America was, because he had the pure, unadulterated, and the I'm a small man that's going to make a difference charm to him that made it to where he became the most worthy and holy to hold the hammer of Thor. But I do think we're going to get a bunch of super soldiers.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Which, there's a comment that the Falcon makes earlier in the episode about the big three of, what is it, aliens, androids, and wizards.
And, oh, yeah.
And they're like, I don't think that's a thing. It's totally a thing. But just shows you how much the world has changed since the first MCU movie. I'm not counting Ed Norton's Hulk, even though we should, since the Iron Man 1 movie. Iron Man 1 movie, the concept of there being wizards, aliens, and even androids. I mean, androids was probably the closest to, okay, we can understand that this guy has a talking Paul Bettany, you know, putting together machines for him in his basement. But aliens and wizards, like, that would be laughed at in the first Iron Man movie of, you are high on cocaine.
Yes.
And now it is just commonplace. Okay, yeah, like, there's aliens, and they might destroy half of existence. There's wizards, they're protecting time and opening up portals and sending hundreds of thousands of people through them to fight a war in upstate New York. And just, like, it's a weird world to be in post-blip, apparently, because, like, you have to accept the reality of, I've got to pay my taxes, and aliens might come and destroy my city. Which is a kind of interesting world. Like, maybe we should get to that. Any closing thoughts? You kind of nailed it earlier. Like, there wasn't a lot of bite to this episode. I don't think it was a bad episode. I think it was a really good refresher for, okay, these are two people, and this is why you kind of care about them, and this is a little bit of their story to get invested in.
Backstory to be invested in. That's right.
But I think the biggest thing from this episode, besides reintroducing us to Falcon and giving us a little bit allusions to who might be the greater villain, is literally the kind of pre-credit bomb that they drop here on TV in a couple minutes of our new Captain America.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, there's nothing that, like, Flag Smashers really right now don't have me interested. Maybe I'd be more interested if their first appearance wasn't them doing a really dumb bank robbery. And why does it have to be banks? Like, I don't know. Aren't they trying to, like, just, like, isn't their whole thing is, like, we don't want unified nations. We're all a nation of people. And it's just like, well, okay, why'd you rob a bank? Like, what are you doing? I guess you need capital to end all the separation. I guess, man. I don't know. It just seems silly, right, as of right now. I mean, the only good thing about it was it introduced that potentially they have a super soldier on their hands. I don't think this guy right here, the guy they're showing in the mask, is the main villain, something that you said earlier. I don't even think he's the main member of his group. I think he's probably one. And that's because I think I've read somewhere that a female...
Probably just the muscle.
Well, I think a female character is actually going to be or has been pegged as the leader of the Flag Smashers. We just haven't been introduced to them yet. But again, I also think that that's a misdirect. I think Zemo might officially be the one pulling strings. I don't think he's going to sit at the head of the Flag Smashers table. I think the Flag Smashers just might be another piece of him causing chaos to get to whatever end he wants. Like, I don't know what the end is anymore for him.
Word.
Because he won, right? Go back to Captain America Civil War.
They split up. He straight up broke apart the Avengers.
Yeah, and we always want to give credit to Thanos to be the first villain to win their movie. That's not true. Zemo did it first. It just took a while for his payoff. Yep. Thanos got immediate payoff. Zemo, he won. It's over. Like, he just basically said these people will eat themselves apart. Like, well, you know, eventually you'll lead to your own ruin. And
sure enough,
they did. Because you could argue maybe if the Avengers were still whole, Iron Man and Captain America were still talking, that when the threat of Thanos became more apparent, maybe the Avengers would have been better prepared to handle him. I still think Thanos wins easily.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that is what you can now include in the storyline. If Zemo hadn't split the Avengers and they were a more unified group that wasn't, like, half of them fleeing from... Oh, my gosh. Let's get back to that.
It was so atrocious. Look at that. Look at that blasphemy right there.
Come on, let's see that little wiener.
Ned, I have no chin.
He doesn't have a chin. I feel so bad for him.
That is not a man's chin.
It's probably what Anthony Mackie's thinking right now. That motherfucker has no chin. So this is our new Cap. Does it go in a little bit?
Like, just no.
So that's our new Captain America, Wyatt Russell, son of the legendary Kurt Russell. And I think Goldie Hawn would be his mom. So, hey, good job, Wyatt Russell. Good job, Kurt Russell. Good job, Goldie Hawn. You know, the whole family. Whole round of applause for the whole family.
Real just smash-up job by the whole lot of them.
Real good. Real good job. You didn't give your son a chin. And if you the chin strap is doing him no favors, right?
No, because if he had Kurt Russell's chin, that would not look like that.
And maybe he does, and the chin strap is just a horrible thing. Like, again, I am not a fan of that helmet.
No, I'm not either.
On anyone. On anyone.
I didn't like it on Chris Evans either. So.
Yeah, so on anyone. He doesn't seem to be as muscular as Chris Evans is. Chris Evans is a hulking monster of man.
Yes.
So
yes.
Maybe we should have added some muscles to his suit, some pre-made muscles to his suit to give him a little bit of a better fit.
The old Batman technique.
Yeah, give him a six pack, give him an eight pack that maybe he doesn't actually have, because Michael Keaton never had a pack.
Neither did George Clooney.
Michael Keaton's always had a keg, and that's why I like Michael Keaton as one of my superhero heroes. Because his body
relatable
type,
Batman.
Yeah, because his body type was never getting muscular and jacked. And I appreciate that. There were people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone like, he is too skinny to be a superhero. Yeah. Okay. Well, I like that, though. I just crushed a couple beers and ate some wings. I'm now going to go fight crime in the city. Like, if I was a millionaire, like, I'm not going out there and getting in shape. I got my gadgets and money.
Nope.
I'll pay someone to come help me train when it's time to go fight bad guys. Or I'll pay someone to go fight the bad guys for me. I'm a millionaire. All right, Reno.
Yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier, you excited? You ready for episode two?
I'm ready for episode two.
Is there anything that you need to get out of the upcoming episodes? Like, what is there anything that you need to see accomplished by the end of this series?
Yes.
What is that?
That guy is not Captain America.
So now here's the weird thing, and it could be a flashback, but there are promotional pictures that happened before this series dropped of Falcon holding the shield,
yep,
embracing in a handlock of giants with Bucky.
Yep.
So this may have happened immediately in the aftermath following the death of Iron Man's funeral. Or it could be current day, which if it's current day, how did Falcon get that shield back?
Yep.
I think they eventually fight Captain.
Oh yeah.
And I think
so too.
And as I texted you beforehand, I think this Captain America is gonna start crap talking the original Cap.
He's gonna either be evil or something bad's gonna come from him.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to be evil. I think he's going to be. I think there's going to be a chip on his shoulder, and it's going to come off as super, super arrogant. I think he's going to think he's, you know, bigger, better, stronger, smarter than a guy that was frozen in ice for, you know, 50 years. I think he's going to have a chip on his shoulder of, I am Captain America. I'm more of a Captain America than that guy ever was. I think he's going to pop off. I think he's going to pop off and say stuff about, like, Steve Rogers went into hiding, was basically a criminal, harboring fugitives, wasn't in the country. I'm someone that'll never let down this great nation of America. And I think he's going to say something smart to either the Falcon or Bucky, and I think they're going to take it personal. Like the Michael Jordan meme.
There's no think. It's going to happen.
And like the Michael Jordan meme, and I took that personal, and I think they're going to get into a fight. Now, if this Cap, again, I don't think he's going to end up being evil, but if he's just a chess piece that gets moved by Zemo, I would not be surprised in the slightest, right? Maybe that's where Zemo comes in. Maybe Zemo takes offense to all of these super soldiers. Like, wouldn't that be an interesting twist where he's back like, well, I'm just going to kill all these super soldiers because, like, that's an affront to everything. Like,
I think he's probably going to be like the mind behind creating all of them.
Probably, but I would also like if there was a story where he's like, well, there can't be a new Cap. If there's a new Cap, then eventually they're going to... If you make Zemo someone that's forward-thinking like that, like an introduction of a new Cap means that eventually they're going to introduce new Avengers, or they're going to make him part of the Avengers. I want the Avengers gone so that way they never lift another country into the air and smash it back down into the ground. They've already blipped out half of humanity. Like, let's get rid of this guy. Let's get rid of this chinless, dickless wonder, and let's reset it back to zero.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool if you gave us an actual cunning villain. And I think what I want from this series when it's all said and done is simply this. I want Zemo to still be alive, and I want him to show back up later on down the road. I want a villain. And, you know, maybe it's because we just don't get it all that often from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I want an ongoing villain that's an actual threat. And maybe not an ending all of reality type threat or ending half of existence type threat, but just a person that's a threat. Like, as long as he's out there, he could mess some stuff up. He's already took down Earth's Mightiest once. Just saying. Also, we need to clearly decide who the new Captain America is. We have to get that.
Because it's not this guy.
I mean, apparently his character is based on U.S. Agent. You like that name? Who was an Avenger on the West Coast. One of the West Coast Avengers.
Well, this isn't the West Coast Avengers. This is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
You are not going
to go to the West Coast then.
You're not going to be happy with this. I can't wait. So we'll see what happens next week. But Reno, thank you so much for joining me. For those of you out there listening and or watching, we appreciate you taking the time to jump down another set of rabbit holes with us. We're going to try to keep it more grounded this time around. We hope you do too. As opposed to WandaVision, this series seems to be a little bit more down to earth, right? Like, I don't think there's going to be any great mystery other than uncovering what Zemo's ultimately trying to get to and how his involvement is tied into things. But outside of that, you know, there's not going to be some demon overlord hiding in the background. Loki's not doing this.
It's not going to be Agatha all along.
Not Agatha all along. The reality's not being warped. We're not going into a sitcom. Things aren't black and white. It's just going to be a pretty straightforward affair. Marvel's already said that. They also lie and abuse us every chance they get. So I also wouldn't be surprised if suddenly by episode 5 we have some reality-altering shift. But I'm going to take them at face value and their word this time, because I was burned multiple times in WandaVision. And it did get my hopes up a little bit by the end of the series when I didn't get some of the payoffs I thought we were going to get. So more grounded here. But thank you all so much, Reno. Thank you. Have a good night, or good day, good afternoon, whatever. Go watch Falcon and Winter Soldier. Check us out. Like, subscribe, follow if you enjoy this content. And if you don't, well, that's hurtful. But please, leave us a comment after liking and subscribing to let us know what you truly feel about this content. And we will get back to you.
Tell us how you really feel.
We will get back to you in 7 to 10 business days about how you are wrong.
How you are incorrect.
Just
and
like
I'm going to find you.
Just like this, Captain America.
You're fake.
Some silly stuff there. Let's throw a little dog wave on as we leave. This is so chill, man.
I feel like this is like a theme song to like an old Pac-Man game on Sega Genesis.
Wouldn't that be cool? It's called Doge Wave. It's got the little Doge dog Doge. Wearing sunglasses. Dogecoin to the moon, baby. Currency of Mars. Get it, Elon Musk.
Yeah.